Welcome to Candlelight Christmas Eve here at the table. My name is Matt Smith, and along with Linda Duhirsu, we serve as the co-pastors for this community. And Pastor Linda, along with Ansel, will be online with us this evening for our 5 o'clock worship gathering on this Christmas Eve. And for the folks that are gathering online, we encourage you to reach out to Pastor Linda or to Ansel if you have any questions. And we would encourage you as well to find a candle that you could have with you at home or wherever you are tuning in to worship. For those of us here in the sanctuary, if you don't have a candle with you, I'd love for you to just raise a hand, and Margaret and Sarnit and Michelle and Court and folks in the back can help to make sure, because we will use those candles later in worship. We're going to move into our Candlelight Christmas Eve gathering with song. And this is a song actually that is rooted in a story. It's a story of a Christmas Eve all the way back in 1914. In the middle of World War I, which claimed over 15 million lives, it is said that on Christmas Eve, on a battleground in the Western Front, that British and Belgian and French soldiers heard in a distance German enemies singing hymns. And as they heard on that night those hymns coming from across the field, they started to sing in response. And there was what came to be called a miracle truce, itself a reminder or an echo of the deepest miracle around which we gather this very night. So I invite us to remain seated, and for those with young friends among us to know it's okay to move around. And if our young friends need them in the back or some coloring books that might help us, and even some stickers. And we're going to move into this beauty and mystery of this night with "The Night the Earth Stood Still."
The bells of Charlie.
author of our lives on this night as the town stands still. With the glow of candlelight outside and around us here in the sanctuary, we gather in person and online. Children among us of all ages might be wound tight with contagious energy. It's something we've been waiting for and now within reach. Joy and hope in the air, so thick you could almost bottle it up, but we don't want to bottle up the feelings of this night. We don't want to bottle up the magic of this night. We want to share it. We want to sing like Mary sang until all who are looking for you, God, have found their way home. And so we pause this moment to light together the Christ candle this night. God, may your love help us to live like the shepherds who weren't afraid to go and to tell the good news. Help us take the words of the angels to heart. Don't be afraid. Help us to be as trusting as Joseph, who chose to believe the impossible. But more than anything, give us the courage, God, and the conviction to tell the beauty of this story. So I invite you to repeat after me. Give us the courage.
Give us the courage.
And the conviction.
And the conviction.
To tell this story.
To tell this story.
I invite you to stand as you're willing and able. It is said that on the night that the earth stood still in the south of France, the song which actually brought those enemies to lay down their weapons, the song that started in English and then was responded in Latin, O come all ye faithful. And I invite us to join our voices with generations past. To be seated for just a moment and we'll move into prayer.
My heart and I have an agreement. Every year we show up here in the sanctuary, here with the candles and the tall ceilings, here with the creaky church pews and the songs of silent nights. My heart and I have an agreement. Every year we show up here. At the end of the year, after another 12 months of humanity, of me, trying to keep it all together, trying to keep my head above water, trying to keep up appearances. Every year we show up here. We drop it all. We leave it at the door. We come into this space, and I could swear it feels different. Maybe it's God. Maybe it's hope. Maybe it's love. But whatever it is, I need it every year, so we show up here. Tell us again the story of tonight. My heart needs it.
And willing for the gospel reading this evening, which comes from Luke chapter 2. You're encouraged to follow along as I share verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Let us remain standing and join our voices as our musicians lead us in joy to the world.
And heaven and nature sing. Fa la 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 la.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy.
Fa la 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 la
and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. God comes to me, God's blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found.
To stay standing if you if you're open to that, as we continue to follow the story of Christmas as shared by Luke in chapter 2. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among all those whom God favors." Let us remain standing and join our voices as our musicians lead us in Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Joyful all you
the Gospel of Luke continues. When the angels... When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
I invite us to be seated. Invite us to be together in a spirit of prayer. God, may the depth of your grace and the beauty of your love be felt and experienced as we gather on this most holy of nights. This night, actually, that is like every night, a night into which your love is born. So open our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our souls that we might be attuned to your love for the world. Amen. The Gospel of Luke actually opens in the reading that is shared at Christmas around the world with a sentence that should take our breath away. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world shall be registered. A decree is an official order. It's issued by a legal authority. It's an official way that the powers that be tell the story of what they want and when they want it. So Luke's story of Jesus begins this night with the emperor demanding that all the world fall in line with him. We live today in a world in which we're all tracked. Everywhere we go, we carry our phones with us, and it would seem that everyone knows precisely where we are, certainly the powers that be. The emperor, though, is announcing in this moment that all the world will be registered, their information will be seized, coordinates will be fixed, no iPhones needed. All of your data will be captured by empire. I imagine that the decree for all the world to be registered would have sounded something like this. Hard to sense it. It's hard to sense it because you all figured out how to gather your beautiful people together and make your way all the way here to pause on this holy night. And you're seated around people that you love and care about. But registered for what? Like in the ancient world, they would have known for what. You were being registered so the emperor could put the emperor's boot over your neck. To submit, be counted, pay taxes, build whatever the emperor says, build. March wherever The emperor says, march. And if you don't, well, with this decree, we know where to find you. Implicit in this decree is threat, a threat of force. Those who do not go silently following this order, well, we could imagine what would happen to them. Listen again. Listen this time for what happens when the emperor gives this decree. In those days, a decree goes out from Emperor Augustus that all the world shall be registered, sounding like this. I actually think that kind of silence would have followed. I think people would have been afraid. That kind of silence is like a harsh silence. Everyone, go to your towns and be registered. Everyone. Your sick grandparent, you better get them there. Your pregnant child, she needs to be there. It's this image in my mind. It's in black and white. Everyone falling in line, walking all the way. And it's into that kind of harsh stillness and silence that God's love is born. It's just a single line in Luke's gospel, but it would have stopped the ancient world in its tracks. And in counterpoint to the tyrant's announcement, to the emperor's audacious and intimidating desire for universal control, God's story of good news for all the people, is actually born not in the center of empire, but in the vulnerable mess of a manger. Biblical scholar Matthew Meyer Bolton describes it powerfully. God will be born beyond the coordinates of imperial surveillance. No address, no trackable trail. This is the deep meaning when we sing of no room in the inn. God arrives, but beyond the reach of the emperor's grasp. God is off the grid, hidden with the animals. As yet unnamed, the child isn't named until the eighth day. In brief, God is homeless, anonymous, incognito, that is, unregistered, undocumented. On one side, the emperor's attempt to control the world through registration, and on the other, God's unregistered arrival. This is a painting depicting the story we're gathering around this night. This is How God Shows Up by Reverend Liesl Gwyn Garrity. Liesl writes this about her painting. In this image, as if looking past a curtain, we peer into this threshold moment when excruciating pain gives way to ecstatic joy as Mary draws her baby to her chest and he takes his first breath. As Mary holds her baby, additional hands reach in to support them. Maybe these are the hands of strangers, of Joseph, or of a midwife who was summoned. Perhaps they're simply the hands of angels. And we gather, looking this night upon the Word born, a wordless child. With the hands of shepherds from surrounding hills drawing near as well, shepherds like Emmanuel, like God with us, they live in the fields as well. They live with the animals too. And they too, in this story, are unnamed. They've not yet returned to their towns to be registered. And their bodies then are an expression of resistance to the emperor's decree that said all the world shall be registered. They live unrecorded, undocumented lives. And it is to these outsiders, these unrecorded ones, unregistered, lowly ones, the people to whom the angels come and call to tell a different story. It's a counter story to the march of empire that opened Luke 2. Perhaps the shepherds heard the angels singing that this God, born unregistered in the city of David, lives with the creatures like they do and longs to sing a new redemption song, a counterpoint to the march that empire called them to. Hear these words from, again, Dr. Matthew Meyer Bolton, and then the coup de grace. The nameless shepherds issue their own public pronouncement, their counter decree, passing on to all what the angels proclaim to them. Good news of great joy for all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. The emperor says, all the world. And the shepherds say, for all the people. I wonder if we might hear again this night the sounds of shepherds gathering with their hands around that unregistered, undocumented one born in that manger, with Mary, with Joseph, who stepped up, with God, with us, telling God's story, that subversive, upside-down counterpoint to empire's march. The emperor's decree goes out with chilling silence, but this story each year brings us to a different sort of silence. A silence that wells up when you look upon an infant. A silence that we may hear again this holy night as we light candles and pass the love and the light of God from one to another. The story of God that we're called to share at Christmas is a world-turning subversive promise. It's radiant good news that God comes to lift up the lowly, honor the unregistered, privilege the underprivileged, oppose every imperial attempt yesterday and today to control and extract and hoard the blessings of creation. So to that emperor's march that was calling for all to be registered, these lowly shepherds out in a field started to sing back. And the song that they started to sing back was a counterpoint to that harsh march to which they were trying to be controlled. It's a song that I think might invite us into the depth of what this story is. Its beauty, its truth, a truth of a vulnerable God born into the world to an unwed teen girl in the middle of what everyone knew was nowhere. And it is into that mess that God's story came as a counterpoint to empire's march. And so I invite you to join your voices and maybe your bodies as you rise, if you're willing and able. And we join our voices together in sharing the good news as shared by those shepherds so long ago.
Shepherds kept their watching, o'er silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light.
Go, tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go, tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled,
and I invite us to be seated. Every year at Christmas, we gather together in the same room to tell the story of a baby born in a manger, and the plot never changes, and there are never any surprises or twists. So why do we do it? Why do we keep telling this same story? We tell this story, it's my sense, because our spirits need to remember the depth of God's love for you and for the world. Over and over, over and over and over, like water in the desert, we need to be reminded that God has drawn close to this hurting world. To be reminded that God just couldn't stay away. This is true on Christmas Eve, and it's true always here at the table as we gather to live in ways where we root our lives in grace, and together we grow in faith, and we discern ways that God calls us to give generously and to reach in love. This night, this Christmas Eve night, we're going to gather and to give generously in this moment as our young friends are helping us with candles in the back. It's going to be okay. They're getting ready to pass the light already. We're going to do something that we don't always do here at the table. Usually we have offering plates around, but tonight we're going to share an offering together. And our offering here on Christmas, so anything that you place in our offering this night will go to support two important ministries. And I know most of us don't bring checkbooks anymore or have cash, so all of these ways you can do this are online as well. Our ministries that will support this Christmas are twofold. The first half of our offering will go to support the South Sacramento Interfaith Partnership Food Closet, to helping our neighbors who are experiencing food insecurity and food apartheid through this interfaith food bank. The second portion of our offering tonight will go actually to a new ministry. Many of you saw Table Bread, a pop-up stand outside. We'll be selling bread here out of the church and in the community and in various neighborhoods around. And then the proceeds from selling that bread will go to help us continue to farm in South Sacramento, where we will give food away that we grow. Ministry there we call Table Farm. So our giving tonight will go to support the South Sac Interfaith Partnership Food Bank and then also this new ministry called Table Bread. We invite you to give generously, whatever that looks like to you. There are also a few ways, especially for families, to consider reaching in love here at the table over the coming days. Our musicians are going to help us enter into this spirit of generosity with a song called I Pray on Christmas. And you may feel led to continue sitting down, but you may need to stand at some moment. All of those will be okay. Sarnit is going to come forward and help us with offering plates, and there are also ways to give online.
I pray on Christmas that the Lord will see me through. I pray on Christmas, He'll show me what to do. I pray on Christmas, He'll help me understand. And I pray on Christmas, He'll take me by. That the sick will soon be strong. I pray on Christmas,
oh, sweet Jesus,
the Lord will hear my song. I pray on Christmas,
oh, sweet Jesus,
that God will lead the way. And I pray on Christmas, He'll get me through another. I pray on Christmas.
I pray on Christmas.
God, we need this story, this Christmas story, this story of ordinary people who were brave, this story of love that changes the world, this story of angel choruses that give reason to hope and starlight that reminds us to look up. Loving God, in this battered and bruised world, we gather around your word like people gather around a fire to warm themselves. So we're here, gathered together, warming ourselves this night by your light, because we need this story of yours. Make this, God, our story. Quiet our minds and open our hearts. Kindle the fire that we might share your love with this hurting world. We offer this time and our lives in your creative ways and many names. Amen. I invite you to be seated for just a moment. We're going to move in just a moment into the lighting of the Christ candle and then passing of the light one to another. And as we do, I just want to make note that we'll be here again this evening at 11 p.m. for Candlelight Christmas Eve. That'll include communion, and then tomorrow on Christmas Day for just one service at 11 a.m. and on New Year's Day as well. We have a number of ways to continue the work of Christmas in the days ahead for families that might want to join us on Tuesday and Thursday and Friday. You can see more about those on our website, and there may just be a little bit more bread outside for those that are looking for that as well. For those that are online, we encourage you to find whatever you might use in this moment as your candle, and those in the sanctuary, we invite you to hold those. We're going to move in just a moment. The lights will dim, and we will practice bringing and sharing this story. Sometimes, as Francis says, share the gospel, use words if you have to. And so tonight, we'll practice just without words, maybe joining our voices in the singing of Silent Night, but by physically passing the light of God one to another. And so the lights will come down in just a moment, and Hannah and Natalie will share with us just a verse of Silent Night that they'll share together. And then the lights will come down, and I'll invite us to be in a spirit of prayer and to join our voices after that first verse, to join our voices with them as we sing together Silent Night. So I invite you to stand as you're willing and able, and we'll move together, hearing first the first verse, and then moving together in song.
All is calm.
The most beautiful of silence. May your life and your heart know the depth of God's love born this night for all the world to know peace. Amen.